السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. وقال تعالى: والحافظين فروجهن والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلوات الخمس من حافظ عليهن جعل الله له نورا وبرهانا يوم القيامة، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, elders, and my young friends, محترم بأي دوست بزرگو، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion was sitting on a camel, and behind him was Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was the cousin brother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was very, very young. He was a young boy in comparison. Because Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu's father, Sayyiduna Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu, was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle. But in terms of age, there was not much difference. Sayyiduna Abbas was only a few years older than him. He was his uncle, he was his father's brother, but in terms of age, he was only a few years older. Therefore, his son, Abbas radiallahu anhu's son, Abdullah, was much younger than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting on a camel, a conveyance, and behind him is his cousin brother, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards me, and he addressed me, and he said, Ya Ghulam, O child. Ghulam in Arabic, O child. And then he said, Inni u'allimuka kalimatin, I'm going to teach you some words. I want you to remember them, and I want you to never forget them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to say something very important. So the way he is addressing this young boy, O child, I'm going to tell you something very, very important. I want you to memorize it, and I want you never to forget it. And then what were these pieces of advice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam imparted to his cousin? He said, Ya ghulam, ihfazillaha yahfazk. O child, protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. What does that mean, to protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'll come to it. Ihfazillaha tajidhu tujahak. O child, protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will always find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you're going to ask anyone anything, then make sure you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you're going to seek help and seek assistance from anyone, make sure that you seek help and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُكَ بِشَيْءٍ. And know that if the entire ummah, if the entire creation was to get together and try and give you any benefit, وَلَمْ يَنْفَعُكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. They would not be able to give you any benefit except for benefit which Allah had already written for you. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Similarly, if the entirety of creation, the humans, the jinns, in other narrations, Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi has actually mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the insuha wa jinnuha wa ratbuha wa yabisuha. If the humans and the jinns and the everything which is dry and everything which is moist on this earth was to get together and try and harm you, they would not be able to harm you in any way, shape or form except for the harm which Allah had already written for you. And then رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ, the pens have been lifted. وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ, and the scrolls have dried. So these were the words of advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to his cousin Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, O child, احفظِ اللَّهَ, protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does this mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our protection. Allah ta'ala is not in need of anybody's protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who protects those who protect others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who looks after the affairs of those who look after others' affairs. Allah is in charge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls the strings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the shots. Every single thing is in the control and under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All it takes is Allah ta'ala's kalima kun. Whenever he wants anything to happen, he says kun and it happens. Happen and it happens. So this is Allah. So what does it mean to protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The scholars say it means to protect the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has rights, huquq, huququllah. Protect those rules and regulations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made necessary upon us. That do this, don't do this. You know, this is halal for you, this is haram for you. All of those things. Whoever protects all of those things, they are protecting the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will always protect them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be with them. So many times in the Quran we find this word, hifaza. Hifaza, protection. For example, in the khutbah I recited, hafizu ala salawat. Allah ta'ala says, protect your salahs. Make sure you don't let any harm come to your salahs, your prayers. How does one protect their salah? First of all, by performing their salah. We have to perform our salah. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Only 5 times salah. When Sayyidina Musa Ali, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, initially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave 50 salah. 50. But on the way down, when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam said, your people will not be able to read 50 salawat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again asked, and he was lowered by 5, and then he was lowered by 5, until there were only 5 times salah which were left. 5 times salah on a day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, whoever performs these 5 times salah, Allah ta'ala will give them the reward of the initial 50 salah which Allah ta'ala had written for them. Only 5 times salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, whoever protects those 5 times salah, safeguards those 5 times salah, it will be a means of nur, light, wa burhan, and an evidence, and a hujjah, an evidence for them on the day of judgment. And inside of this dunya, whoever performs their 5 times salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them. Allah ta'ala will look after their affairs financially, spiritually, every difficulty a person has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after them. We have to have that conviction. So protection of salah. Similarly in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions, وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ. Those people, those males who protect their private parts, and those females who protect their private parts. الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَبُصَارَهُمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Those who lower their gaze and protect their private parts. Protection of the private parts is also protecting the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. How does one protect their private parts? They don't go close to any avenue in which they will fall into haram. One of the great scholars, he mentions that the first, Sayyidina Abu Idris al-Khawlani, rahmatullahi alayh, he says that the first instruction Allah ta'ala gave to Adam alayhi salam when he sent Adam alayhi salam into this world is protect your private part. لا تضعها إلا في حلال. Make sure that your private part does not go anywhere near anything except for halal. So we have to talk about this, especially nowadays in our day and age when we have all of this social media, we have the billboards, we have the television programs, we just even living in a non-Muslim country, in a Western country, walking outside, it's very, very important that we talk about this and we keep this in front of us. Protection of the private parts, and it starts by protecting the gaze. Allah Ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. O you who have brought iman, don't even go near zina. Don't even go near zina. And the ulama mention, don't go near zina means don't go near anything which can lead you to zina. Zina is the ultimate, zina is the worst possible thing. Zina of the private part. But at the same time, there's a zina of the eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, there's a zina of the eyes, there's a zina of the ears, there's a zina of the hands. Zina al-ayni al-nazar, the zina of the eyes is to look at something which Allah has made haram. Zina al-udhuni al-sam'a, zina of the ears is to hear something Allah has made haram. People don't take this very seriously. My eyes are protected, but ears, especially if somebody has a weakness of the nafs. If there's a weakness of the nafs, just the wrong voice, hearing the wrong voice, it can create and aggravate those desires inside of the person, which can then lead them to zina of the eyes, which can then lead them to zina of the private part. And that's why it's very, very important. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la taqrabu zina. O you who have brought iman, don't even go close to zina. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the believers, lower their gaze and protect their private parts. Lowering the gaze comes first, making sure that the zina of the eyes do not happen. These are things we have to take very seriously. It's not the case where a person is walking outside and they look at something which is haram. Everybody has a mobile phone, and we're giving our children's mobile phones. And the things that we have to hear on a daily basis, many of yourselves don't have to hear. Because what happens is, when society becomes like this, when society becomes such that every form of that, I don't want to use the word on the minbar, every form of that, those fantasies which people have, they are fulfilled. You can see whatever you want to see, you can hear whatever you want to hear. Any form of disgusting, filthy desire you have in your heart, you can alleviate it, you can give solace to it by finding something on the internet which will match your worst desire, your filthiest desire. When this happens, then society becomes desensitized. And then what happens is, they're just not happy with this. They want to go to weird, extreme lengths to satisfy themselves. That's why we have homosexuality is on the rise. And the reason why it's on the rise is because people are not satisfied with traditional systems of marriage anymore, because they just find it old and boring and archaic. Na'udhu billah. And the reason for this is because every form of disgusting desire in the heart can now be fulfilled just by going online or finding an outlet for it. So if you have young children, we had recently a Muslim child, the father got in touch saying that the child has now said he wants to, he is attracted to the same gender. The parents are going crazy. What should we do? Should we send him on Umrah? Should we, send him back home? What should we do? I said, look, all of this is just, there's no point. The first initial thing was prevention. Were you careful? Were you aware of what your child was watching from the, a person came to Sayyidina, one of the great scholars, and they said, I've come and I need to do tarbiyah. Can you please give me advice? I want to do tarbiyah of my child. He said, how old is your child? I think he said 6 or 7 years old. He said, you come too late. If you're coming to me to ask about how to do tarbiyah of your child, how to bring up your child properly, you should have come when the child was born. Because everything has an effect. Everything. From the time the child is born, the way you talk to them, who the friends that they're hanging around with, the family members that they are interacting with, every single thing has an effect. You've come too late. Meaning, our people wake up when it's late. 10 years old, 12 years old, okay, now I'm thinking about sending to Islamic school, now I'm thinking about this, now I'm thinking about that. The child was born, you should have already had a plan in place. How can I ensure this child, this amana, this trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can I ensure that I safeguard it, I protect it, I preserve it, so it can live its life as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And its priority always is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be the priority of my child, nothing else. Pesa kamana, this Allah will give anyway. When my child was in the womb of his mother, Allah had written for him or for her how much money he would make, how much he would earn, everything. Whether he would make karolpati ya jo bhi usko banne wala tha, Allah ta'ala ne jab wo maa ke pet ke andar tha, usi waqt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne likh diya, what he will earn. Meri upar jo zimmedari thi, wo ye thi ke apne bachche ki Islamic tarbiyat ka main jo hai zimmedari loon. That this was my responsibility. Rest of it, khana, usko khana khilana, when he was living in my home, feeding him food, giving him drink, that was it. Beyond that, ki mera bacha karolpati banega, doctor banega, engineer banega, ye meri zimmedari nahi thi Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se. Allah ki taraf se zimmedari ye thi ki apne bachche ko nek banao. Make your child a God-fearing child, a muttaqi child. And what happens to those parents? And remember, Walidain ki asar is the greatest effect. The effect of the parents is the greatest effect. SubhanAllah, this thing always shocks me. You know, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam met Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, I'm going to finish and we have to finish half past. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam met Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, an amazing story which Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Kahf, the three mind-blowing incidents. Musa alayhi salam, Khidr alayhi salam are traveling on a ship. Khidr alayhi salam makes a big hole in the ship and the ship starts to sink. Musa alayhi salam says, what are you doing? He's baffled. But this was secret instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which had its wisdom. One of the instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, they went into this city, into this village. They were very tired. They asked people for shelter. Nobody gave them shelter. They asked people for food. Nobody gave them food. Now they're walking out of that village. Khidr alayhi salam sees a wall which is falling down. It's any moment it will crumble, it will fall down. Khidr alayhi salam says to Musa alayhi salam, we need to fix this wall. Musa alayhi salam is shocked. These people are kicking us out of their village. You are working for them for free. Why are we fixing this wall? Later when the explanation was given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khidr alayhi salam said, there were some orphans who were inside of this village. And underneath this wall, كَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا. There was a treasure which was hidden under that wall. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And the parents of those orphan children were pious people. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that these orphan children, they grow up and then they discover their treasure. So Allah ta'ala looked after the affairs of those orphan children. Why? Because وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their parents were pious people. The parents' piety rubs off onto the children. It has an effect. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, many times I stand in tahajjud salah and then I remember my son and I make my tahajjud salah even longer. Meaning I remember that my piety is going to affect my child. It works like this. It's very, very important. Walidain ki nek kari jo hai, walidain ki neki jo hai apne bachon par uska asar padta hai. So this is very, very important that we protect our children, we do the tarbiyah of our children, we save ourselves from haram and from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and similarly, we save our children from haram and disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us all the correct tawfiq and understanding.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة Allah لا
Brothers, please fill in the gaps. It is school holidays, there will be more people in the masjid. Please move forward, fill in the gaps and perform your sunnahs. پچھلے جمعے کو جو کلیکشن ہوئی تھی وہ 1375 پاؤنڈز، اللہ تعالیٰ تمام ساتھیوں کی ڈونیشنز کو قبول فرمائے. اور اسی طرح افتخار صاحب نے 100 پاؤنڈ مشید کو دے کے اپنی والد مرحومہ کے لیے دعا کی درخواست کی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو غریق رحمت فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو جنت میں اونچے درجات نصیب فرمائے. اسی طرح تمام مردگان امت کو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ مغفرت فرمائے، ان کی قبر کو بہشت کا ایک ٹکڑا بنائے اور ان کو جنت کے اونچے درجات نصیب فرمائے. اور الحمدللہ ایوری تھرزڈے وی لاسٹ دس تھرزڈے اینڈ دا تھرزڈے بیفور دیٹ الحمدللہ وی بین ہیونگ آور پروگرامز ڈیورنگ دا ہالیڈیز. سو برادرز آلویز آسک اباؤٹ یو نو پروگرامز، سو الحمدللہ وی کیپٹ دیز پروگرامز. سو انشاءاللہ نیکسٹ تھرزڈے وی ہیو انادر ویری امپورٹنٹ ایونٹ، ویری امپورٹنٹ پروگرام. So please do bear this in mind. After Maghrib Salah, it will be after Maghrib Salah. Maghrib Salah will be earlier. So after Maghrib Salah, we will have this program, the importance of disciplining the nafs, managing the controls of the nafs and desires. Very, very important topic. So inshallah, brothers need to make an effort to attend this. And hopefully what we want to do is next Thursday, inshallah, we're going to allow the sisters to come as well. So brothers and sisters can both come and they can both benefit from this very important talk, inshallah. So please do note it down, next Thursday after Maghrib Salah. So that will be Thursday the 24th after Maghrib Salah, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان من طين لازب صلصال ثم ركب صورته في أحسن تقويم وأتم اعتدال ثم غذاه في أول فشوئه بلبن استصفاه من بين فرث ودم سائغا كالماء الزلال ثم حماه بما آتاه من طيبات الرزق عن دواعي الضعف والانحلال ثم افترض عليه طلب القوت الحلال ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الهادي من الضلال صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه خير أصحاب وخير آل وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله حرم بيع الخمر والميتة والخنزير والأصنام وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام التجار يحشرون يوم القيامة فجارا إلا من اتقى وبر وصدق
ولعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آكل الربا وموكله وكاتبه وشاهديه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من باع عيبا لم ينبه عليه لم يزل في مقت الله أو لم تزل الملائكة تلعنه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من أخذ شبرا من الأرض فإنه يطوقه يوم القيامة من سبع أراضين. ولعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الراشي والمرتشي والرائش، يعني الذي يمشي بينهما. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ولا تناجشوا ولا تصروا الإبل والغنم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم، ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقرأهم بالحلال وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه. وقال: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Please straighten the rows, safid rows for my leisure. Please ensure all gaps are filled, everyone's heels are on the line. Please ensure mobile phones are turned off as well. If there's any gaps in front of us, please move forward and fill in the gap, inshallah. The brother's waiting at the back, so please fill in all the gaps.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
اللهم انت السلام بك السلام تفضلت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك نفوسا مطمئنة تؤمن بلقائك وتقنع بعطائك وتصبر على بلائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الدجال. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. رب اغفر وارحم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.